This is Ed Golden in the WBZ newsroom, and I'm talking with Boston Mayor Tom Menino. And this is specifically about a Globe story concerning the effort to improve conditions on downtown crossing and how this effort seems to be hitting a snag with some hesitancy on the part of some of the property owners there. And Mr. Mayor, I'm wondering, first of all, if you what your initial comment is on that.
I'm disappointed in some of the largest property owners in the area who are pulling out of the bid district when some of the smaller property owners going forward, they're looking to the future, how we can improve their neighborhood, and some of the individuals who could afford it are saying no. I think it's being selfish, and I think they should take a second look at the issue because it benefits them, benefits the value of their property and the climate of the area. But then, like McDonald's creates more trash in a neighborhood than anybody else, and they refuse to pay. That's wrong. But, you know, Tishman and Equity and those folks are pulling out. But then you got the ones who have a social conscience, like Bank of America, State Street, Fidelity, and Mason and Druker, all in the project. So, you know, you can't be selfish about this. It's about improving the climate of your neighborhood, and I hope these businesses have a second thought about pulling out of the bid district, because it's a great thing for the neighborhood. Look what it's done in other cities, and I know it'll have a great effect on downtown crossing.
Have you spoken with them at all?
No, I haven't, not yet. I haven't spoken with them at all, and this whole initiative is coming out of the Downtown Crossing Association, and at a time they'll ask me to speak up, and I'll speak to these different businesses. It's a very difficult thing for the mayor to start calling people and say, why, you know,
This is kind of the latest indication of how difficult that whole area has been. I mean, there's still that hole in the ground that was Filene's basement, and we all remember Filene's basement and how great that was and what an anchor that was, and now there's no anchor.
Well, there's no anchor, but just think about it. You look at the negative side, but I also look at the positive side. The three theaters that opened up this year down there, the Opera House, the Mon Theater, and the Paramount, great asset to that downtown crossing area. The 20 restaurants that opened up in the last 2 years, 10 more in the next 6 months. A lot of activity down there. You can't judge a downtown crossing by Filene's One Franklin Street. Look at the whole entire area, what's happening there, and I think the positive aspects of downtown crossing today with the three theaters online, the 20 new restaurants, 10 more going online, and the other retailers that are opening up there. There's a lot of good things happening in downtown crossing today, and we just continue to work on it. We're working on One Franklin, of course, but yeah, One Franklin's not going to hold us back. Other people are investing down there, and we're going to support the folks who have faith in that neighborhood.
I love seeing the Paramount facade all lit up again.
Isn't it unbelievable? It's really beautiful. Beautiful, yeah. That facade. And also the Mon Theater, which just opened this past week, they have a beautiful entrance to their theater. And the Opera House, we know how beautiful that's been. So there are some great things happening down there. We just got to continue to work hard on other aspects of downtown crossing.
Can I turn to another topic here? You're going to unveil the Citizens Connect smartphones later today, and I'm wondering if you can kind of preview that for us.
Well, it gives folks who have the app on their cell phone to be in touch with city government. It's called Citizens Connect, and we want people to, if they see things wrong on the street, to tap them into the city hall, and so that we could act on this as quickly as possible. Another way of getting the citizens involved and making the city work better.
It's kind of an updated version of Drop a Dime.
That's right, it is. But now it's with all the technology we have. It works well. We've had some variations of this the last year, and we've had great response for the people of Boston.
You know, and then also just another topic is, you know, the 50th anniversary of JFK's victory. And I loved your comment about, you know, I'm picturing little Tommy Menino running down the street after.
I was going to B.C. at night at that time. I skipped classes. I snuck into Faneuil Hall. And then as soon as JFK came out, I ran behind the motorcade down Canal Street trying to get into the garden also to see him that night.
As a kid from the Midwest, this was the, you know, the linchpin, the turning point for a number of people becoming politically involved was the whole effort to get him elected, the volunteers, the youth movement, all of that stuff.
I wish we could do that again. You know, the problem, we get young people. They complain and they do everything, but they don't get involved. They just, they don't vote. I mean, look at last election. No, none of them voted.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see how they get them fired up again in 2 years.
That's going to be interesting.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much.
Anytime.